Good morning, Rabbi. Sorry. I just want to talk about some of the halachas of the changes in tefillah which we have for Rosh Hashanah and for the Seres HaMetshuva, Yom Kippur. There are three levels of changes which we deal with in davening. The first one is Midinah de Gemara. The brach of Akel HaKadosh is changed to Hamelech HaKadosh, and the brach of Hamelech HaMishpat, Hamelech is changed to Hamelech HaMishpat. Those two, it's a din of the Gemara that the person is supposed to say these, and therefore, if a person does not say them correctly, it's ma'akev in the tefillah, the person was not yotze the Shemoneh Esrei, the Tekanos Chazal of Shemoneh Esrei, and he would have to go back to the beginning. For if a person said a Kel HaKadosh instead of a Melech HaKadosh, he has to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. HaMelech HaMishpat, according to the Shulchan Aruch, is ma'akev as well. If a person said Melech HaMishpat instead of HaMelech HaMishpat, he did not change the Nusach HaTfilah like he's supposed to for the Seres HaMetshuvah. So he would, again, he would not be at the Shemoneh Esrei. He would not go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. He would have to go back to the beginning of that bracha to correct it. So he finished the bracha and he didn't correct it. He'd go back to the beginning of that bracha. If he continued to then the Shemoneh Esrei, he would go back to that bracha. If he finished Shemoneh Esrei and took three steps back, according to the Shulchan Aruch, he'd have to daven again. However, the Ashkenazim argues, since we say in the bracha, which the standard nusach, we say Melech Ohev Stoko Mishpat, so we do mention Melech and Mishpat. So, B'diavad Yoytzei. It is preferable not to be very careful about that bracha because it's a machlokes and halacha what to do, and preferable not to get involved in a machlokes. There's an interesting chayyotim. Chayyotim says that the shini of Rosh Hashanah, the Melech HaMelech HaMishpat is not relevant. You don't say that it's a weekday Shemoneh Esrei, but HaMelech HaKadosh is relevant. So Melech HaKadosh is because now it's Rosh Hashanah. But they weren't Mekadosh, the Kadosh, but Laila. We find by Yalav Yavai, by Rosh Kadosh, it's not ma'akev, the lashon of saying Yalav Yavai in Shemoneh Esrei. If a person forgets Yalav Yavo, Rosh Chodesh, Shachar, Simincha, he has to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. If he forgot it by the night time, he doesn't have to because they weren't Mekadosh Chodesh Belaila. So the night time wasn't really even Bezman Chazal. They could not give a dinner of Rosh Chodesh yet. So you should say the same argument by Rosh Hashanah. You can't be Ma'akav HaMelech HaKodesh. It's not Rosh Hashanah yet. Either weren't Mekadosh Belaila. So Mishabura Pass is not like that. Mishabura says no, that is Ma'ake, the first night of Rosh Hashanah as well. Rabbi Moshe and Tshuva is Choshesh for the sheet of the Chayotim. And therefore he says that a person should be very careful the first night. You should always be careful, but the first night, if the person said Akel HaKadosh, so according to the Chayotim, he was Yotze Shemoneh Esrei and he can't repeat. According to Mishabura, he was not Yotze Shemoneh Esrei and he must repeat. So you do not want to be in a predicament the first night of Rosh Hashanah that according to Mishabura you must repeat, according to Chayyim you may not repeat. So Rosh Hashanah says, person should be very careful the first night of Rosh Hashanah to say HaMelech HaKadosh and not, by mistake, to say HaKel HaKadosh. If a person made the mistake and said said HaKel HaKadosh instead, he has Teich L'Dibur to correct himself. How long is Teich L'Dibur? Teich L'Dibur is the time it takes to say Shalom Alecha Rabbi Umari. So that takes about 1.3 seconds. So you have 1.3 seconds to correct yourself. It doesn't sound like a lot of time, but it is not. It's a decent amount of time. Looking at a clock, at least it's 1.3 seconds you have to correct yourself. If the person started the next bracha, he said Atah from Atah Baruch Atah, or Atah from Atah Kuyinain, even though it's Tosh Ladibra still, he has to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. In the case where you would have the chazan would make this mistake in Chazaras HaShatz, you would go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, you would say Kedusha again as well. If a person, in the case a person has to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, you do not repeat Hashem Sosai Tiftach. You start again just from the bracha Baruch Atah Hashem. If a person is not sure whether he said it or not, so this normally the assumption is a person is a Safik. We have to assume he said the way he's normally accustomed to say, and therefore we have to assume that he said it incorrectly. He said a Kel HaKadosh, not a Melech HaKadosh. You have to go back and repeat Shemoneh Esrei or go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. If this Rosh Hashanah, however, and Yom Kippur, since we add this whole paragraph of Achein Tein Pachtucha, so we're already not in our standard language, we're not saying the standard way that we normally say, we're already saying all these extra parts, even the bracha, so it's clearly different. We assume the person said the correct nusach of HaMelech HaKadosh. If a person planned to say HaMelech HaKadosh, and he davens for Nesrei. And a little while later, he wakes up with the question, you know, did I say it right or not? So that's not significant in halacha. That's not considered a real suffix. You plan to say it. At the time, you assume you said it correctly. Later on, you're wondering. That's not a problem. When you said there's a question of a suffix, there's an issue of a suffix that's talking about it happened immediately, right? Shortly after, he's holding by you. One or two brachas later, he says, you know, did I say Melchon Kodesh or Kelo Kodesh? In that situation, he would go back. He would have to assume he said it incorrectly, and he would go back. One more point about Melchon Kodesh. Friday night, we change. This will be the relevant both Shabbos Shuvah and Le'el Yom Kippur. So in the bracha Achaz Me'ein Sheva, we say, instead of saying Kelo Kodesh, you say Melchon Kodesh Ein Kamoyu. That's not Ma'akev. So a person said that incorrectly, if he corrects himself immediately, he should. But a person didn't say it correctly, whether the person or the chaz didn't say it correctly, and they finished the bracha, they would not have to go back afterwards and repeat it again. Have a good morning.